Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
After a tense weekend filled with contentious immigration raids and capped by riots in downtown Los Angeles, now the Marines are en route to America's second biggest city.
The Marines are, their general training is to fight wars and to engage, use lethal force. They're exactly the last people who should be brought in when the concern is that there is some violence among largely peaceful protests.
Well, just about every elected leader in Southern California has condemned the ICE raids and deployment of the National Guard to LA. Conservatives couldn't be happier.
Enforcement of immigration law is wildly popular. I don't really care what the so-called leaders in Southern California are doing or their attitude about this.
Welcome to a deadly serious edition of the LA Local for Monday, June 9th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. It's unfortunately a largely joke-free edition of the Local, which sucks, but desperate times call for desperate measures. It's been a hell of a 72 hours in Los Angeles. What started with aggressive ICE raids into places like a clothing factory in South LA and a labor center in the Compton Home Depot parking lot ended with a day of peaceful protests in downtown on Sunday, which then devolved into burning cars and clashes with police. The National Guard rolled into town late Saturday night, and today we learned that some 500 to 700 Marines are being deployed to our city. So far today, there's been a smaller crowd of roughly a few hundred protesters concentrated right in front of the Federal Metropolitan Detention Center in downtown. While it was noisy, things have stayed pretty calm throughout the day. We'll see if that holds when the sun starts to go down. There's so much to discuss and so many different angles to explore. Bear with me on today's Local. We have some meaty interviews that attempt to flush out some really complicated issues. You're going to hear from California's Attorney General, from the ACLU, from Rick Caruso. And at the very end of today's Local, you want to stick around for this exchange. I talk with the Heritage Foundation, who cheered on the clash of federal and local interests playing out here in the streets of Los Angeles. But let's start with California's attempt at pushing back against the Trump administration's use of the military here. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says California is suing the administration over the deployment of National Guard troops in LA without Governor Newsom's approval, as he explained to us.
Trump and Hegseth jumped from 0 to 60. Bypassing law enforcement expertise and evaluation, they threw caution to the wind and sidelined strategy in an unnecessary and inflammatory escalation that only further spurred unrest. Let's be very clear, there was no risk of rebellion, no threat of foreign invasion, no inability for the federal government to enforce federal laws. It's no accident that the right to peaceful protest is in the First Amendment. It's because peaceful protest is a cornerstone of any healthy democracy.
Bonta says Governor Newsom sent a letter to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth requesting him to rescind the authorization to deploy National Guard troops, but it was rejected. This is the first time since 1965 that a president sent National Guard troops to a state without a request from the state's governor. For context, that was in Alabama, where national troops helped to desegregate local schools. And now, today, there's another level to all of this. More active duty military are headed our way. A detachment of Marines is en route to Los Angeles. How will these Marines be used, and what kind of legal restrictions will they be operating under? Could, for instance, a detachment of Marines be sent out with ICE agents on an immigration sweep? Peter Eliasberg is chief counsel for the ACLU of Southern California. He talked with KNX News anchor Rob Archer.
I think it is an escalation. I think it's not needed. I think it's a deliberate provocation by Secretary of Defense Hegseth and President Trump. We have a long, long historical tradition of not deploying military troops to do any kind of law enforcement activities. And the Marines are generally trained. Yes, some of them do specific details that are other than this, but their general training is to fight wars and to engage, use lethal force. They're exactly the last people who should be brought in when the concern is that there is some violence among largely peaceful protests. And it's also unprecedented, really, for the president over the objections of a governor to bring in military troops. In the past, when it's happened, it's because the governor, in effect, says, look, our local law enforcement, our state law enforcement can't handle the situation and we need help. The last time this happened was 1965, and Lyndon Baines Johnson did it because it was clear that Alabama law enforcement were attacking civil rights protesters and denying them their rights. For the president to do it in this circumstance is really a terrible, terrible idea.
So the Marines, when they're here, what are they allowed to do? What are citizens' rights in the face of that, and what aren't the Marines allowed to do?
Well, the only legitimate deployment that they could have would be to be guard federal property. The only time the military can be brought in to use active duty military can be brought in to engage in any kind of law enforcement activities is if the president invokes the Insurrection Act, which unfortunately he seems to be threatening to do, but would be really a major step towards authoritarianism if he were to do it. So their only legitimate deployment would be to protect federal buildings. But we're already concerned that we're seeing and the president talks about restoring law and order, but we're unfortunately receiving many, many reports and looking at videos of federal Department of Homeland Security officers shooting weapons at journalists who clearly pose no threat to them or simply doing their job. I'm not saying the Marines will do that, but we have a significant concern that what federal officers who are already here seem to be doing is not respecting the rights of people to protest and engage in First Amendment activity.
I talked with another national security attorney today about all of this, and here's the scenario that is chief concern for him. If the Trump administration wants to be provocative, they could try to send a unit of Marines to ride along with ICE agents when they head out into LA County for an immigration raid, ostensibly providing security for those ICE agents. That could put Marines in direct conflict and contact with everyday Angelenos who might be turning out to protest those ICE activities. Where it goes from there, who knows, especially in a very confrontational city like Los Angeles, it's a seriously combustible mix. Rick Caruso, who ran against Mayor Karen Bass in a losing effort in 2022, has always played a large civic role in LA's political scene, but especially since the Palisades fire in January, Caruso has acted as almost like a shadow mayor for the city. KNX News morning anchor Vicky Moore talked with Caruso today and started out by reading a rather passionate tweet that the billionaire businessman sent out last night.
You had posted on X yesterday, "There is no emergency, widespread threat, or out-of-control violence in Los Angeles, and absolutely no danger that justifies deployment of the National Guard, military, or other federal force to the streets of this or any other Southern California city." Do you still believe that?
Well, I do, and let me tell you why. Let me start off by saying this. I think we can all agree that we need to have secure borders. I think we can all agree that there should be, if someone's illegal with a criminal background, should be rounded up and deported. And I think we all agree that we can't tolerate violence. We can't tolerate property being damaged. And the bigger question that I have was LAPD and local law enforcement given the authority to make arrests? Were they given the authority to protect buildings? Or were they told to stand down? Because I think what a lot of us saw was a lot of damage being done and LAPD not making arrests. I mean, they even damaged the LAPD headquarters. So we shouldn't tolerate any violence. People should be arrested for violence, and people should be arrested for any kind of property damage. And I thought the National Guard was going to incite what I said in that post. It may incite, because what you do have in Los Angeles, unfortunately, you've got agitators, you've got professional protesters that just want a reason to get out there and riot and cause a problem. We saw it during COVID. And we've had a culture in this city, unfortunately, of not holding people accountable. And we saw that in COVID, where protests got out of control. They became riots. and people were not arrested, and those that were released. So we've created a culture in this region, in this city, that we've got to change, that people know if they violate the law, they're going to be held accountable.
If you were mayor of Los Angeles and this was happening, could you get Donald Trump on the phone? Could you do anything differently than what we're seeing now?
Well, I don't know what was happening behind the scenes, but that's a hypothetical. Would I try to get him on the phone? Sure. I don't know the man, but I think the mayor of any major city should be able to get the president on the phone and convince him to just stand down. You know what? A lot of the chest pumping that's going on all sides, to me, is ridiculous and it's immature. And I think people need to settle down, act like grownups, act like leaders, and lead this city and lead this nation. And the language going back and forth and all of this, that helps incite people. And it gives fear to people. And it certainly doesn't show that there are people that are in command and control of the situation. So I would just ask everybody to sort of step back. Let's do the right thing. Let's lead with what is right for our city, what's right for our state, what's right for our nation, and go from there. And also on these deportations, do it with a sense of humanity and a sense of compassion. And there's just a right way to go about these things. And let's start with getting the illegals who are criminals off the street. We've got a lot of bad people that roam the streets of Los Angeles. Let's focus on those people. And then let's have a discussion about a path for legal citizenship for people that work hard, contribute to our economy, raising a family, trying to do the right thing. I get it. They're illegal. I understand that. But we also have an economy that's very dependent on hardworking people. And if they've been here and they're not criminals and they have a track record of doing the right thing and working hard, let's give them a path to be a citizen and add to our great community of Los Angeles.
A plea for cooler heads all around from Rick Caruso. Sounds about right. Okay, let's take care of some quick business. Thanks for hanging with us on a jammed edition of The Local. When we return, a conversation with a former prosecutor and soldier at the Heritage Foundation who believes that California brought all this chaos onto itself. You heard what Rick Caruso there said at the end, appreciation for the contributions to Southern California society by illegal immigrants, many of whom have lived here for decades. And my next guest believes in pretty much the polar opposite of all of that. Hang around for that. It's The LA Local. Be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks for sticking with us on The LA Local. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. A lot of the uber-aggressive immigration enforcement tactics you're seeing playing out right now in America's big cities was prescribed in Project 2025. That's a plan for conservative government authored by the Heritage Foundation. So I called up Cully Stimson. He's a manager of the National Security Law Program at Heritage. Before that, he served as a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, a federal prosecutor in San Diego, and he served in the U.S. Navy. We had a wide-ranging conversation about the events of the last few days on immigration policies and on states' rights. Your perspective through the Heritage lens on everything that's gone down.
Well, first off, I think these protests were inevitable. And they were inevitable because California has been a sanctuary state for decades. cities such as San Francisco, under the leadership of Mayor Dianne Feinstein, created sanctuary cities. And so anytime that ICE is going to enforce federal law, especially in the Trump administration, the paid organized protesters are going to do their thing. And because Governor Newsom and Mayor Bass have proven themselves to be complete, absolute failures with respect to ensuring peace and tranquility, the president had two options: do nothing and let the place burn to the ground, and ICE agents and federal officers being wilded upon, injured, and perhaps killed, or be the leader that he is. And so he took the latter course of action.
All right, so let me throw the perspective of Governor Newsom, police city council, LA County's Board of Supervisors, the mayor of Los Angeles. I mean, every elected official, the narrative goes something like this, that there was no cry from these communities for ICE raids to clear out immigrants, that the immigrants are part of the daily culture society of Southern California. ICE, I know, put out, or the DOJ put out, I believe, a list of about half a dozen to maybe 10 individuals with scary criminal records that were detained over the last couple of days. But it's like a fraction of the roughly 180 total people who were picked up. Most of them were workers who were picked up while trying to get jobs or on the job in a factory location in a couple of instances. And so that the ICE raids were purposely provocative. You send in heavily armed ICE agents with flak jackets looking like they're dressed for warfare to raid a factory site when the community wasn't asking for it. So especially from an agency or think tank, sorry, like the Heritage Foundation, which really is a strong believer and defender of states' rights, if the local community isn't asking for it, there is no crisis here in Southern California. Crime rates, in fact, of LA are quite low at the moment. Why was the need for this in the first place?
Because illegal immigration is illegal. And the fact that communities and local leaders don't seem to understand the difference between a person who's the country illegally, no matter how long they've been here, and the 1.1 million people who come into this country legally every year is actually more of a pathetic viewpoint, a view of their lawless viewpoints. Look, Trump won the popular vote. Enforcement of immigration law is wildly popular. I don't really care what the so-called leaders in Southern California are doing or their attitude about this. They could abandon their sanctuary city policies. They could cooperate with ICE, but no, they're not doing that. They're on, to be charitable, recalcitrant. If I was not charitable, I would call them lawless. The shame is on them.
These first wave of really high-profile, aggressive ICE raids have been primarily in Los Angeles and Chicago, and then some in New York City as well. What we're not seeing is ICE raid the agricultural operations in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, which are known to employ hundreds of thousands of undocumented workers. Same for meat processing plants in the Midwest. Why not go there? I mean, these are Republican areas where if ICE is looking for easy pickings, I would think that one factory raid would really pump up those numbers. Why wade into Compton at a Home Depot in Los Angeles to pick up a couple dozen day laborers and not go into a meatpacking plant in like Oklahoma where there's probably about 1,000 illegal immigrants working?
It's June of 2025. President Trump has been in office just over 100 days. With the leadership of the
Hold on.
Yeah.
Knowing what time it is, no question, but it was mass deportations on day one. They could go to spots you and I both know and pick up thousands of illegal immigrants in one foul swoop. They're coming into Compton heavily armed and like with flak jackets looking like they just came out of Afghanistan. That's purposeful, is it not? I mean, they're looking for this fight, are they not?
I wouldn't say they're looking for the fight because people in those places, Compton, you name it, the Home Depot, and the protesters could decide to cooperate and not protest. And so the fact that they're wearing the gear that they're wearing has proved prudent. Look, I don't know why they picked this place. You can ask Tom Holman that. Tom used to be a colleague of ours here at Heritage. He's a friend. But you're right in the sense that the big three magnets for illegal aliens is construction, hotels, and ag. And I assume sooner than later, they'll get around to those big places and do the same type of thing.
Let me ask one last question of you, and thank you for giving me so much of your time.
Sure.
Is there not some states' rights impulses of you? Because Heritage Foundation has been one of the true stalwarts of defending states' rights over federal supremacy for decades. Is there not some part of you that is bothered by the move by Trump to federalize about 2,000 National Guard troops? The situations on Friday and Saturday here, and we know this quite well because we were in the midst of all of these raids and reporting on it. So like in Compton, in Paramount, on Compton on Friday, Paramount on Saturday during these raids, there were a couple dozen, turned into maybe a couple hundred people who showed up at both. There was some pushing and shoving. ICE got out of there with the people they detained. This was far from a riot situation. The idea that LA was on fire is laughable. And like you got to know this. Even Sunday, as bad as it was, and it was bad, and are there I don't know if they're paid or what, but there's some kind of professional protest class here in LA. They come out every single time. They're the ones throwing bottles and rocks and trashing CHP cars on the freeway. It's a problem. But LA was carried on as normal yesterday outside of downtown Los Angeles. LA is a massive city. It doesn't bother you that there was no emergency in Los Angeles. There was a, you know, pretty major riot and unrest in downtown, in a pretty, actually, like probably about 4 or 5 square blocks of downtown. That's it. To declare some kind of emergency and call up the National Guard for this, that doesn't bother you on some level?
No. Here's why. Under the Constitution, as you know, there's no police power at the federal level. The states enjoy police power. But when you say the states enjoy police power and you stand behind the rights of individuals in states to have states exercise the rights granted to them in their state constitutions, which we euphemistically call states' rights, assumes, for the sake of the discussion, that the leaders in that state are doing their damn job and faithfully executing the laws and protecting people, businesses, individuals, including federal officers, and they weren't. Now, we can debate the scope and scale of the riots. And you're there, I'm not. I used to be a prosecutor in San Diego. I used to be stationed in the Navy in San Diego. I have friends in LA. I trust what you're saying is true. But when you have news media, not you, and Bass and Newsom and the rest of them saying, oh, these are mostly peaceful, and the rest of us can see what's happening, and it looked to me, again, you're there on the ground, I'm not, that it could have the potential of getting blown out of proportion. I'm sorry, getting blowing up and escalating, including not only the people, the federal law enforcement officers and ICE agents, but the buildings, the federal buildings. I think the president was right. And certainly it's probably a non-justiciable political question when Newsom actually sues. The courts aren't going to solve this for the Trump, who, by the way, did not invoke the Insurrection Act.
Well, at least not yet, he hasn't. My thanks to Cully Stimson at the Heritage Foundation. It was a vigorous exchange. I pressed him hard. I appreciate that he took time to engage. All that being said, ending today's local with this. I'm a proud Los Angeles native, born and bred. This city is a mess. I complain about it all the time, from the traffic, to the smog, to the homeless, to the trash on the streets, et cetera, et cetera. The irony is, though, that the messiness of Los Angeles is exactly why I love my city and why I'm proud to rep LA. Something so big, so expansive, and so diverse. And make no mistake, our diversity has always been our secret sauce. It is always what has made us great. That can't help but be messy. Sometimes a mess is just a mess. But sometimes, in the case of Los Angeles, a mess can be beautiful. And this big mess of a city is absolutely beautiful. This has been the LA Local for Monday, June 9th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Stay safe out there tonight, LA. See you tomorrow.
Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.